Father, I just thank you for this opportunity we have to receive, Lord, from your word. And I pray, Father, that our hearts would just be challenged and strengthened, encouraged, that our faith, Lord, would rise to a new level. And Father, I pray that you just accomplish what you desire in each of our lives tonight. I ask you, Lord, that I would say exactly what you'd have me to. And Lord, I ask you for hearing ears tonight, that we might fully obey, that we might walk in all that you have for us and see great victory in and through our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I sometimes get caught up in all of the hassles of life and find myself feeling stressed and frustrated. I have problems, battles. My life's not perfect. Just letting you know. Most of you are thinking, yeah, we already know that. You don't have to tell us. But anyway, but when I really stop and think about it, I just got to tell you, I am so blessed. I feel like George Bailey. You know, the fictional character in It's a Wonderful Life? I feel like the richest man in the world, because the Lord has been so good to me. And listen, I actually thought this today. I'm under a heavy load. It is a load of benefits. David said it, Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Every day, he loads us down. He blesses us. Now, I'm just going to tell you, you can get so caught up with and focused on all of the problems and the struggle and the battle that you forget that sometimes. And maybe you just feel like, hey, I'm not all that blessed. But I'm telling you, you need to know that you're blessed. You need to know the blessings of God are for you. Listen, if you know the Lord, you're blessed. What a blessing to be born again, just to have a relationship with God, just to walk and talk with Him. So we need to realize how blessed we are. You know, He gives us a peace that passes understanding, a joy unspeakable. There's a love that is so big, the only way you can even begin to comprehend it is by the help of the Holy Spirit. I mean, how blessed we are. Ephesians 1:3 tells us that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now that's a mouthful. That covers a whole lot of territory. There's a whole lot of spiritual blessings that already belong to you as a child of God. But I'm telling you, you need to consider yourself blessed. If you're born again, I tell you, you got to know that you're blessed. And if you don't know that right now, see, if you're just kind of thinking, I don't know about that. Listen, you need to start renewing your mind with the Word of God. I haven't counted them myself, but they say there's over 8,000 blessings in the Word of God. And I'm telling you, if you'll begin to renew your mind, you'll start realizing just how blessed you are in every aspect of life. In fact, you know, a lot of the time the enemy robs us of blessings just because we don't believe for those blessings. And we miss out on a lot of the blessings that God has for us. But we are a blessed people. He's blessed us by calling us His sons and daughters. He blessed us by making us a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He blessed us by giving us the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to comfort us, to empower us. He's blessed us with His presence. He's with us all the time. Amen. He's blessed us by living on the inside of us. Greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. He lives on the inside of every born-again believer. So if you're born again, you need to know the blesser lives on the inside of you. You're a partaker of his divine nature. So you need to understand that we are blessed to be a blessing. I know to some of you that's not a new thing. You know that. You've heard that. But I'm telling you, church, we need to walk in this, that we've been blessed so that we can be a blessing to other people. Listen to what the Lord promised Abraham. Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The NIV says, and all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. Now, those same blessings that God gave to Abraham, they belong to us also as children of Abraham. Let me read to you from Galatians 3:6-9. It says, just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith, is that you? Are you of faith? I mean, do you believe? Then if you believe, he says that we are blessed with believing Abraham. We're blessed right along with believing Abraham. We're not trying to earn the blessings of God. We're not trying to deserve the blessings of God. God forbid that he give us what we deserve. Amen? No, it's by faith that we receive the blessings of God just like Abraham did. But, you know, part of the blessing that God put on Abraham was that all the nations of the earth would be blessed through him. And you need to know that part of the blessing of God on your life is that other people are to be blessed through you. That God wants to use you that way. See, the Lord doesn't just bless us just for our benefit, but he also blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. We're the body of Christ in the earth today. He wants to use us to be a blessing to other people. Now, if he's going to bless someone, did you know he almost always uses somebody else to bring that blessing to them? How many of you would know the Lord if somebody hadn't have told you one day? I'm just telling you, the blessing of the Lord so often comes through somebody else. A lot of the time when God blesses us financially, he uses other people to do it. He causes men to give unto your bosom. Amen. That's what the scripture says. But God uses other people. And I'm just telling you that as the body of Christ, you need to know that you're supposed to be a blessing. You've been blessed so that you can be a blessing. Now, you need to have this attitude. If God's going to use somebody to bless somebody else, why can't that somebody be me? Use me, God. And I'm telling you, you need to get a hold of that and get that mentality on you that you want to be the one that God uses to bless somebody else. It's part of the blessing of Abraham, and I'm telling you, it belongs to us that God will bless others through us. So we're going to look at the example of Abraham for just a few minutes. First, Abraham believed God. The Bible said it. We read it once already. Another example is in Romans 4:3. It's quoted again. It says that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. See, a lot of people in this humanistic age, you hear things like this. I've even heard things like this from preachers. They'll say things like, well, you got to believe in yourself. That's not in the Bible. That's humanistic garbage. You got to believe in yourself. They say that kind of stuff all the time in success seminars. And you got to believe it. No, you don't. You got to believe in God. Let me tell you something. It's not dependent upon your goodness and your abilities to be a blessing to somebody else. It's because you believe God. It's God's goodness and it's his ability and it's his power working in your life. So our faith is not in ourselves, But it's in God alone. Not about our abilities or the lack of them. It's about the blessing of God on our lives. So here, I'm going to say this very simply. If you want to be a blessing to other people, believe. This is what Jesus said in John 14, 12. He said, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Who? The one who believes. And I'm telling you, you want to be a blessing to other people? You got to believe. Follow the example of Abraham and believe. Second, Abraham obeyed God. God told him to leave his people, to leave his land, and go to a place he'd never been to before. And you know what Abraham did? He loaded up and went. He just obeyed God. The Lord told him later to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, and Abraham was willing to do that. He was just about to do it when the angel of the Lord stopped him. But Abraham was willing to obey God. Now, when Abraham did that, then the Lord gave him that same word, that same promise again. And part of that again, he said, through you, all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed. But I want you, it's real important for us to understand this about obedience. Listen, obedience is very important, but a lot of people get mixed up about obedience. It's not that we deserve or that we earn the blessing of God by our obedience. It's not that we get the blessings by our works. No, you need to understand that obedience is the act of faith. It is the evidence that we truly believe. See, when we say we believe God, but we're not willing to do what God says to do, we don't really believe Him. See, Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son because he believed that God would raise him from the dead. But he believed. And I'm telling you, when we really believe God, the next step is that you got to be willing to obey. And you see, for so many people, they miss a miracle. They miss a blessing because they don't obey God. When Jesus tells the blind man to go wash in the pool of Siloam, listen, there's nothing magical about the water in that pool. And it wasn't the man's obedience. It wasn't his work, his act that caused the miracle. But it was because of simple faith that caused that man to obey. And that's what brought the miracle. Listen, when Jesus says, fill the water pots and the waters turn to wine. When Jesus says, cast the net on the other side of the boat and they catch the fish. I'm telling you, a lot of the time, the reason we don't see miracles and we're not more blessed is because we don't have enough faith to just obey God. So obedience is important. The third thing that Abraham shows us is that he knew who God called him to be, and he became who he was supposed to be. God gave him this name, Abraham, father of many nations. And year after year after year, he wore that name before he saw the manifestation of it, before he had that first promised son. But I want you to understand this principle. He knew who he was supposed to be. Do you know who you're supposed to be? Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know who you are as a child of God, a born-again Christian? Do you realize who you are? You need to start walking in all that you are in Jesus Christ. When you do that, I'm just telling you, you're going to be a blessing to other people. Abraham became the father of many nations, and the whole world's been blessed through him. And I'm telling you that when we as born-again believers, when we become who God has called us to be, we're a blessing to other people. Now don't, listen, you know, Abraham tried to fulfill the promise on his own. And he had Ishmael. And I know I'm kind of flying through some of these stories tonight, but just for time's sake, but when Abraham had that son Ishmael, it caused a lot of problems. It's still causing problems. And I'm just telling you that being used of God and being a blessing to other people, it's not something that you make happen in the flesh that you by using your own abilities. But instead, it is just by trusting God, letting God use you. Don't make it a hard thing. You're a new creature. You're a partaker of His divine nature. The Holy Spirit in you is able to be a blessing to other people. Just think about this. See, if you're walking in who you are, all that you're supposed to be, you've got love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance. You got all these gifts operating in your life, flowing through your life. You've got that fruit in your life. How can you not be a blessing to other people? Now, Abraham could have said, well, I'm a childless nobody. Nobody's blessed through me. I don't have anything to offer. I'm just an old man. And some of us, we think, well, I'm weak. I'm unspiritual. I don't have any great talents. I don't have any real abilities. I don't have any money. I can't help anybody. I can't be a blessing to somebody else. Or we can realize, just like Abraham, that it's God who makes us a blessing. How can a man that's 100 years old have a child? And how can you be a blessing to somebody else? I'm telling you, God can use you to be a blessing to people that you come across their path. Some people stop up the flow of blessings. So let's just turn that around, all right? First of all, they stop it up by unbelief. They know they don't deserve it, and they don't believe that God could be so good and so gracious as to bless them. I'm telling you, if you don't believe, you're not going to be blessed. You got to believe. Those blessings, those promises come by faith. Can't be a blessing to anybody else if you're just living by natural means. I'm telling you, you got to believe God. Second, disobedience. When we refuse to obey God, it stops up the blessings. Jesus said in Luke 11:28, He said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. It's important to obey God. When we don't obey God, many times we miss the blessing. Third, we hinder the blessing when we refuse to be who God's called us to be. See, He's called you to be a new creation in Christ. You can't live that old life and act like the world and be a blessing to anybody. No, you got to be willing to be that new creation in Christ, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Amen. So how can we be a blessing to others? Well, let's consider Abraham a little more. Remember this, he was willing to step into the unknown. When God first told him to go to a land, he said, I'll show you when we get there. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. He said, I'll show it to you when we get there. Abraham didn't even know this land, this place that he was going to. And I'm telling you, if you're really going to be a blessing to others, sometimes you got to be willing to do something that you haven't done before. Sometimes you got to be willing to step into an area that maybe is uncomfortable to you. But you trust God. You just put that in God's hands and believe Him that He's able to take care of you. Got to be willing to go. Got to be willing to share. Next, Abraham was unselfish. Let me give you a couple of examples of that, or at least one. How about this? Abraham takes his nephew Lot with him, and they're so blessed that their herds grow to such an extent that there begins to be strife between Abraham's herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen. And so they decide that it's time for them to part ways. And most people would have said, well, I want the best of the land. But instead, Abraham says to his nephew Lot, he says, you pick. You take whichever you want. That was the way Abraham was. Later, when Lot and others are kidnapped, Abraham takes his men and goes and rescues them. He was an unselfish man. And I'm telling you, if you're going to be a blessing to other people, you can't always be thinking about yourself. Abraham was willing to give up the best of the land. Most of us won't give up a parking spot. I mean, we'll fight somebody over a parking spot, and then we wonder why we can't be used of the Lord. I'm telling you, you gotta be willing to be unselfish, to be a blessing to other people. It's not always easy. I'm sorry, I'm just reminiscing on our recent vacation when we were at the airport waiting for our flight and everything. We went into a little restaurant and there were not enough tables and we were being seated and somebody ran in and tried to get our table and I was just like bristling, you know, and the waiter said, "Oh, sorry, sir, this table's already taken," but anyway, you know, we think about ourselves instead of thinking about being a blessing, see? And I want to challenge you tonight to get this mentality and this mindset. I've been blessed so I can be a blessing. In fact, you just need to start saying to yourself, "I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing." Now, I see y'all are kind of scattered tonight, but if there's somebody close to you, tell them they're a blessing. Say, "You're a blessing." Amen. You're a blessing. We need to get that down in our spirit. I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing waiting to happen. Amen. I've been blessed to be a blessing. And to do that, we got to be willing to put others first. Next, Abraham was merciful. He really cared about other people. You know, when the Lord got ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, "Shall I hide this thing from Abraham?" And so he comes to Abraham and he tells him that he's about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham begins to intercede for the people there. And he says, "But what if there's 50 righteous? What if there's 40? He gets all the way down to 10. What if there's 10 righteous? And so the Lord says, "No, I won't destroy the land for 10. If there's even 10 righteous, I won't destroy it." But you see, Abraham cared about the people there. And I'm just telling you, if we really want to be a blessing to other people, you got to care about people. It's not about us, but it's about helping people that are in need. Think about the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. God would have spared the whole two cities if there were just 10 righteous. And I'm telling you, we need to realize there's so many people out there that need the Lord. But we got to be willing to have compassion on them. We got to be willing to care for them. Most of us might have said, "Well, yeah, God, you know, they're bad. Go ahead and zap them." You know, that's funny, but I'm serious. I'm serious. A lot of Christians today, that's exactly what they're saying. "God, just zap Hollywood and burn them all in hell." What? That's not our message. Lord, show us how to win those people, how to be a witness to those people. We don't condone what they do. We're not supporting their depravity, their immorality. But church, when we get that old spirit, that's the wrong spirit. No, if we're going to help people, we're going to be a blessing to people, we got to care about people, have compassion on people. There's another man that's a great example of being a blessing to others. That's Joseph. And I just, again, I'm going to fly through this. I'm giving you these stories. I'm covering a lot of territory in Scripture, but I just want to get you thinking about these stories and about these men and how that God used them to bless other people. But Joseph, his brothers sold him into slavery. And so he becomes a slave in Potiphar's house. And I want to read to you what the Bible says in Genesis 39, 2 through 6. About Joseph in Potiphar's house. "The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw the Lord was with him." That's pretty cool. I mean, when your employer can tell that the Lord is with you, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from that time that he made him overseer of his house, all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the land. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for bread which he ate. In other words, listen, it was because of Joseph that God blessed that man's home. Now, I just want you to realize that if you work for some ungodly person, and maybe you think you're mistreated, maybe you think that your employer's not fair. Listen, he was a slave to Potiphar, and yet he brought the blessing of God on that man's home and his business. And I'm telling you, you need to get that attitude. I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to be a blessing in at my job. I'm going to be a blessing to my coworkers. I'm going to find a way. How can I be a blessing to my boss? Some of you are thinking, I don't want to be a blessing to him. Verse 3 said, the Lord was with him. See, Joseph was a blessing because the Lord was with him. And you need to remember this. It's not you. It's the Lord. The Lord is in you. How can you not be a blessing when the Lord's in you? Next, he was a blessing because he made others successful. Verse 5, one more time, it said, the blessing of the Lord was on all Potiphar had. Make others successful. See, do everything you can to be a blessing to somebody else. Make them successful. You know, that's kind of backwards from the way that a lot of the world thinks. Even when Joseph was falsely accused and put in prison, he was a blessing there. They put him in charge of the whole prison. He interpreted dreams for other people. And eventually, here's the end of the story with Joseph. You see, God took a man who was willing to be a blessing wherever he was. And eventually, he used that man to save many, many lives. I know most of you don't know the story, but there's a great famine in the land for 7 years, and it was Joseph that God used to store up food and to provide food for that 7 years. Millions of people would have died if it hadn't have been for Joseph. What a blessing he was. And when his brothers had come and you know, they're the ones that had sold Joseph into slavery. And after their father dies, they're just sure that Joseph's going to get them. And this is the conversation. It's Genesis 50, verses 19 and 20. Joseph says to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about as it is this day to save many people alive. And you see, God used him to be a blessing to other people because wherever he was, even when he was in a slave, when he was in prison, he was still being a blessing to other people. You start being a blessing where you are. And I'm telling you, God will give you greater opportunities to be a blessing. Amen. He'll increase you. Joseph was blessed to be a blessing. So are you. You're blessed to be a blessing. Right now, where you are in your life, right now. See, a lot of us think we would be a blessing if we had a bigger platform. I mean, if we had a lot of money, we would be a blessing. Or if we were famous, we'd be a blessing. Or if we had some great gift and talent, I'd be a blessing then. No, you'd probably be just like you are. See, start being a blessing right where you are in your situation, what you got to work with, because it isn't about all that stuff. It's about the Lord using you to be a blessing. Jesus said, freely you receive, freely give. We need to see ourselves as just channels, vessels that the blessings pass through. He said, freely you've received, now freely give. Amen. See, blessings aren't meant to be hoarded up. They're meant to be shared. We just pass them on to others. And you know, when we do that, God just keeps, he just keeps the blessings flowing. He just keeps blessing. But every day we ought to have this attitude, this mindset, before we even start our day. I'm going to be a blessing today. We ought to start thinking, who can I be a blessing to? How can I be a blessing? What way could I be a blessing today? Looking for an opportunity, not to get, but an opportunity to give, an opportunity to be a blessing. How can I bless my wife today? How can I be a blessing to my kids today? How can I be a blessing in the workplace? How can I be a blessing to my neighbors? How can I be a blessing to my pastor? How can I be a blessing at church? How about that one, all right? Listen, we need to start seeing ourselves as a blessing, that we've been blessed so we can be a blessing. And listen, everywhere we go, that we're looking for an opportunity to be a blessing. In all your dealings with other people, have that attitude. How can I be a blessing to this person? You know, the world is always afraid of getting taken advantage of. They're always afraid of somebody getting the best of them. But as a child of God, we should never be afraid of that. We've got one who is our avenger. He takes care of us. You can trust the Lord that He'll take care of you. And I'm telling you, I know we got to be wise in this world, but we just need to learn to be a blessing to people and not act like the world where it's always defending ourselves and trying to get the best for ourselves, but instead looking for an opportunity to bless somebody. See, how can I bless somebody? Maybe somebody deserves to be blessed. Well, that sounds good. I'll be a blessing to that person. They deserve it. They're a good person. I'm going to be a blessing to them. What about the one that doesn't deserve it? How can you be a blessing to them? Huh? They don't deserve it. Listen, if you're only going to bless people that deserve it, I know you're not going to do much blessing, because we can pretty much figure out not many people deserve it, right? But that's not the way God blesses us. And see, if you get that old stingy attitude, that's a good way to stop up the flow of blessings in your own life. You start passing judgment on people and not being merciful to people. But I'm telling you, it's scriptural to be a blessing to people that don't deserve it. It may not sound right, but let me read to you from Luke chapter 6. I'm going to read 27. I'm going to read all the way to 36. You're going to read with me, right? In your Bible or on the screen, but I want you to see it's in the Bible. This isn't just some preacher talking. This is Jesus talking. He says, I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. That sounds like blessing those who don't deserve it, doesn't it? Pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? See, if you're only blessing those who deserve it, that's no credit to you. Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful just as your Father also is merciful. Now, I know that passage covers a lot other than just being a blessing, but really and truly all of it comes under that. All of that is about being a blessing to other people. And I just encourage you, Jesus makes it real clear that it's not just for people that we deem to be worthy of our blessing. No, many times we're the greatest blessing when we're willing to be a blessing to somebody that doesn't deserve it. And I'm telling you that so much of the way that God wants to use us is to be a blessing to people that don't even know the Lord. They're not living right. They're not doing right. And some of them are ugly and mean. And God wants you to be a blessing that can soften their heart and turn them to God. But you got to be willing to be that blessing. You got to see that you've been blessed for that very reason, so that you can be a blessing to them. The blessings of God are meant to flow through us. Listen to this from Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. That sounds good, amen? I like the second part. It says, and he adds no sorrow with it. There's a lot of people with money, but they got a lot of heartache, messed up lives. The blessing of the Lord makes you rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. What a great promise from the word of the Lord. And you know, that's not just about money. Now, the Lord's blessed me in every way. But I got to tell you, the richest blessings aren't money. That's why I feel like the richest man in the world. I may not have $60 billion, but I tell you, I wouldn't trade my life with Bill Gates or anybody else. I feel like the richest man in the world. The Lord's blessed me. But you know, when the Lord does bless you with finances, it's not just so you can live in luxury. It's so that you can be a blessing. It's so that you can get his word out. Those preachers always got to turn that direction, don't they? But I'm telling you, whether it's supporting our missionaries on the field or it's helping us build a new church so that we can reach a lot more people, I'm telling you, it's important that you, when God blesses you, you see that as an opportunity to further his kingdom. Listen to this from Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. See, God wants to establish his covenant. He wants to get this gospel to the whole world. He said, go. Amen. Nobody else said amen, so I had to say amen myself. He said, go. And I'm telling you, church, we got to send them and we got to go. We got to be willing to be used of the Lord that way. And I'm going to close with this, but you will never be a greater blessing to anybody than to share your greatest blessing, that you know the Lord. And if you can help somebody else to know the Lord, that's the greatest blessing you could ever be to anybody, to help somebody else in their walk with the Lord. What a blessing. And I just challenge you tonight, encourage you tonight. You've been blessed. You are blessed. And if you don't know that, I encourage you to dig into the scriptures because you're blessed. Shake off that old worldly attitude of grumbling and complaining and begin to see how good God has been to you and be thankful for all the blessings of God. And you know, when you do, you know what happens? You start feeling like David did in Psalm 23 when he says, my cup runs over. You know, that's not just pretty words that you use at a funeral. That's powerful. That's the way David really felt. He said, my cup runs over. And you know what? When we just enjoy the blessings of God, our cup runs over. You know what that means? It starts getting on other people. You just can't help but be a blessing to those around you because you're overflowing. And I just want to encourage you tonight. You've been blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Well, stand with me. And tonight as we pray, I just challenge you. Just commit yourself to that. Lord, I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing every day of my life. Everybody I come in contact with, use me, Lord. Help me daily to be a blessing, to take every opportunity to be a blessing. And tonight, as we close out this service, if you're in this building tonight and you're just struggling and thinking to yourself, there's no way I could be a blessing to somebody else because of your situation, maybe something in your past or maybe something you're dealing with right now, well, I'd just like to invite you to come for prayer. I'm going to dismiss the congregation in just a moment after we pray. But after we're dismissed, I just encourage you, if you need special prayer, to come on up. I'd be glad to pray with you. I know there are other prayer partners who would do the same. And so don't leave out of here feeling down and defeated like this word wasn't for you. Because I'm telling you, God can turn it around for you. He wants you to be a blessing. Father, I just thank you for each and every one. Oh, Father, I know that every person in this building was here for a reason tonight, Lord. And I know that there are many, many other lives that are to be touched by these that are here tonight. And Father, I just pray that that spirit of blessing come on them in the name of Jesus. Lord, that wherever they go, whatever they do, Lord, they're blessing other people. Oh, Father, and I pray that others will see that it's the Lord that's with them, bringing the blessing of God into their life. And I thank you for it, Lord. All to the saving of many lives. Oh, Father, I'm praying that over this body of believers. Lord, for the saving of many souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that you use us, Lord, as a blessing. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Lord bless you. If you need special prayer, you come on up.